Here you go, Yael. These are for you.
A bouquet of flowers. Isn't that nice?
Well, I wanted to apologize for last week's show. I really should have put the horny toad back in his cage.
That's very sweet of you, Don. But something tells me you've got some other reason for bringing in flowers.
Right you are. Did you know that some flowers can tell when it's going to rain?
I knew it.
It's true. William Smith of Wake Forest University and Michael Bynum of the University of Wyoming did experiments on Gentiana algida.
Gentiana algida? Oh, you mean gentians.
Correct. They found that a type of gentian that grows in the mountains of North America is able to sense the cold air that means a rainstorm is coming. Guess what it does?
A flower can't do much of anything very quickly, can it?
That's what many people think, but it's not true. These gentians are able to close up in order to shelter their reproductive parts from the rain. Otherwise, all their pollen would get washed away.
You mean they can move fast enough to avoid a rainstorm?
Smith and Bynum clocked the closing gentians at 10% per minute. It's not a blinding speed, but it's enough to save you from a soaking. Afterward, the little fellows open up again and go back to catching sunbeams.
That's so cute.
Yeah, a lot cuter than horny toads.
I'll say.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Gerald Gastony in biology.
We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. You're also invited to visit our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.